Hello, welcome to another commute edition. Hopefully this one doesn't come out so staticky, Clint.
Hopefully.
We're trying to work the bugs out. But gamers with coffee, so yeah. We don't know what's going on with that. We're trying different things, so.
Today we're going to go a different route and see if maybe there isn't some radio interference or something that's kind of messing with.
It's possible because this mic is pretty sensitive. I just don't want it to hit the
high
levels there. Sorry,
I forgot we can't go out that way.
Oh, that's okay.
Because there's no road there.
That's because they're doing road work.
Yep, redoing the turn lane for the new fleet store.
So, if you're listening to this, then last night we did a live stream to the Facebook group on Gale Force 9 Tanks. That was kind of fun. That way people have a chance to see what the game is about. It's there, so if you want to watch that video, it's in the group.
Yep.
If you're not a member of the group, you should be.
Yeah.
So you're more than welcome to.
We got people from all over the country now.
Literally.
All over the world, I should say.
All over the world now, yeah. So, join up. It's kind of fun. And so that's done. And then we found, gaming-wise, a board game from 1993, The Lion King. And actually all intact. So we did play that. The girls, and so we'll put that up too.
That's
only about 17 minutes.
You remind me what I wanted to talk about. No, you're good. Go ahead and finish your run.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, that way there's some interesting stuff. That'll be up on YouTube, and then I'll put it on the Facebook group too. That's only 17 minutes. Actually, that game, and it says in the directions, is geared for 10 minutes. And the cool thing about it is, especially with the kids, is you all work together. So there's no loser. Like, you're not able to be... You don't lose. You work together as a group type of thing. So I thought it was a pretty interesting little game. And it's geared for really fast play. So I wish more games were like that. But, it was a total of 17 minutes.
There are a few.
And that's with looking at the directions. So,
I mean,
that's interesting.
All the forbidden ones that I've been talking about in the past are kind of cooperative, but you could lose.
What?
I
mean, now, by forbidden, do you mean we're not allowed to play them, or
correct.
That's the name?
Yeah, that's why, yeah. No.
The Forbidden series, right?
It is the Forbidden series, so it's Forbidden Island, Forbidden Desert, and Forbidden Skies, which I just picked up Forbidden Skies.
Yeah, you were talking about you got a deal. You got to shop for deals out there, people.
Yeah,
there deals.
And that's what I was going to actually discuss on that, because you reminded me with your Lion King board game, because you did buy that used.
Yes.
A lot of the game shops, at least around here, do sell things on consignment for people, gaming-related board games, miniature games, role-playing games, whatnot. So if you've got a local game shop that does that, you want to check that periodically, although a lot of you probably already are.
Well, yeah, and this particular one we went to, we stopped and we were doing one of our commutes, the commute before, so...
Yeah.
We stopped, and in there, they actually shrink-wrapped the games.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, that's cool.
This particular game, like I said, it came out in 93, so like 26 years old, and all the pieces are there, and it looks pretty new. I mean, it's like... Had the instructions and everything, and then it had a little tag on there that told you if there were any pets in the home or this or that. It said it had a bird, so...
Yeah.
Pretty sure the bird didn't bother it at all.
No.
But the game was all intact, and it was just interesting... Like, throw back in time on that game. So, we go all over the place with games. So, here's a board game one from the past. But everybody pretty much knows who Lion King is.
I would think that's a safe assumption there.
You know, if you're a Forbidden series, you were showing me. Now, I don't know much about that. What we touched on it once before.
We did talk about where it's, like, Forbidden Island. It's a tile builder. So, it's a board game, tile builder. And, you know, the island is sinking, so you have to get off. I believe you have to get off the island, get to the boat dock before the island sinks.
Oh.
So you're moving around the tiles trying to collect everything to get to the boat dock. Forbidden Desert, your airship has crashed, and you have to find the pieces to build the airship back up before the sandstorms bury it. And then Forbidden Sky now is your airship from Forbidden Desert.
That's the one that crashed in the desert, huh?
Yeah.
Basically.
So you get that one going, you land on this city in the sky that is falling, and there's like these electromagnetic storms, and you have to get to the rocket ship. Now, the interesting thing with that one is they've really expanded it, and that's why its box is bigger. It has where you build circuits. You have to put down nodes and build circuits to power the rocket. So you're not really looking for parts for the rocket. The rocket's whole. You have to build the nodes to power it so you can launch. So that kind of leads me to believe then that the next one in the series is probably going to be like, I don't know, some sort of in space, because you're, you know, you're building a rocket ship, so obviously it's probably going to take you into space, and you're probably having to do some sort of space station or something like that. So it'd be like Forbidden Station or something. God knows.
They could make it. A different one.
I mean, it's such a popular series. I was really surprised I got it on clearance at Target. I'm not complaining, because you know I like saving money. Saving money is good.
It's always good.
It's always good. Yeah. But I was just kind of surprised. So I, of course, jumped on that one.
Half off the normal price. So that was like a $20 difference, right? So I don't know about you guys, but $20 is...
That's, I'll take it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good saving. So so that's what we do, is just kind of shop around a bit, because you can find some of these things at a pretty reasonable price.
But there are a lot of game shops that will do consignment stuff for gaming. There's also bookstores like Half Price Books. You know, I got that Car Wars Deluxe Edition, which was basically new in box, and it came with a whole another Car Wars edition with it. So, I mean, you know, that one, when I was shown to everyone, they're like, geez, that's a good deal. I paid $25 for that. That was a real good deal. I don't think I even paid for that new the first time around.
Then you got all the stuff.
And it's all new. Everything's unpunched. Nothing's cut out. You know, the maps are everything. I mean, it's just basically like new. So, well worth it. It's definitely worth shopping around. I mean, there are online stores. Noble Knight Games does a lot of consignment stuff for people, and they'll do it online. Sometimes you can find a lot of the old stuff at a really reasonable price.
They do consignment. So, I didn't know that, because I didn't see that when I was looking, I guess. They have a lot of options at that
They
place,
do. So. That website's really tricky to navigate. But there are a lot of options, for sure. There are also some that are I don't consider that great of a deal.
Well, you never know. You can find those little gems like this one here. I mean, it's kind of going to end up being a collector's item at some point, maybe. Mm-hmm. But it was playable and all the pieces were there and all. And it was like pretty much... I mean, it looks to me like someone bought it and maybe played it once or twice and simply put it away. Yeah. And it sat on a closet shelf or somewhere. It just sat. You know, nobody got back to it, so...
Yeah. I think it's what happened with the Car Wars. I think he bought the base edition, they played it, thought it was cool, bought the deluxe edition, they never played it again, it sat, finally just...
Somebody sold it, yeah.
Yep. We don't need this, or whatever. So, I'm betting that was the case, but yeah, I mean... And like Half Price does, like you said, they wrap it up in plastic, so you just never know sometimes. They do let you open it. She told me I could open it just to check, and I told her, nah, for what I'm paying, I'm like, it's fine. I don't have a problem with it. And then I opened it, and it was even more than I expected. So I'm like, okay.
So that's when you realize you scored.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, yeah, check around. You can get some really good deals on games. Doesn't matter what kind of game, really. Video games, anything. You can shop around and find discounts on stuff, so if it makes it easier.
Used is not always a bad thing.
No. Not really. You just got to check on it, make sure it's all good. So, but it was just kind of fun playing an older game that's been sitting in a box. It was just kind of nostalgic a little bit, I guess. But it was a short one, so if you guys want to watch the video and see how it's played, that'd be cool. It's pretty short.
Games like that for younger kids are always a plus.
Well, yeah, and it makes it simple. I want to try the one you were talking about. You were just talking this morning. We got coffee. It was the... Dungeon Mayhem.
Yeah, Dungeon Mayhem is a lot of fun, and I mean, at this point with the expansion, you can have up to 6 players. I don't have the expansion yet, but I need to get it, because when we played it Saturday night, he had the expansion, and I was using the Druid, and the Druid is a very interesting character to play, because she's a shape changer, and there's 2 forms, and depending on what form you're in, changes what the cards do.
Oh, okay.
So that was really interesting. It took a little while to figure out, but it was still real interesting to do.
Well, that's cool. And it's just basically as a throwdown kind of.
It's just
a
card game. It's just a real. I mean, it takes 5 minutes to figure out how to play, But, you know, that road's kind of gone.
That road's underwater up there, Glenn.
That road's underwater, so I don't think we will be going that way with the car. Yep, that road's underwater as well, so I don't think we'll be going either direction with the car.
We're at a park down by the river, but there's been so much rain, and some of this is...
Yeah, so I think...
We should have. It's too bad we didn't bring the camera, because this one's pretty scenic here.
Yeah, but then it... I have noticed with the camera, because the battery does not charge when it's in the camera, so even plugged into the laptop, that battery is going to suck down.
So you need a new battery?
I need a second battery or a battery pack or something more for that camera. There are some limitations what that camera can do. I love how it videos, but, you know, it can only run 20 minutes at a time. You can get about 40, maybe 50 minutes worth of continuous video before the battery is dead, and then you either need to swap batteries or... there's an extender pack that you can get for it that I'm going to have to order.
But again, this is something you found at a really good price, used, but it was in super good shape, and so maybe you just need to get a battery for it then?
What I was going to do is buy the battery pack is an extended handle that goes on the bottom of the camera, and it holds two batteries in it, and then it feeds up into the camera. So it doubles your life, basically.
Question, does it have a battery charger that plugs into the... No, you have to take the battery out and put it in a charger?
No, that's a good question. I don't know if the battery pack, the expander pack, does... That might have a charger in it. I did not look to see if it did. The camera does not have the capabilities because it is still a little older camera, older design, and a little... more entry-level than some of your professional stuff.
Yeah, but what I was getting at is if it... If the battery can be charged while it's in the phone, in your camera, then maybe you could find a way to plug the charger into the car. Now, I don't know, I don't know about that. Now, some of them, if it's a battery, and you got to take it out and plug it into like a little charger because it's got those little niches in it, then I understand that too.
There's the charger.
Oh, okay.
It's a little wall charger that...
Oh, yeah, it's got the little prongs. It's got a slide on.
Yeah, a little wall charger, yeah.
It looks like those little cheesy cameras we bought.
Those
little battery packs.
These are pretty.
Well, that's not a cheesy one.
No, this is a Nikon, so.
Me and Clint took a plunge and bought those little $30.
Those $4K
videos and our cameras. And I'll tell you what, for just taking outdoor pictures, general pictures, they're good. Like if you're going camping or going to a game or whatever you want to do outside. They did video underwater. Very good. Yeah. I was actually surprised, but. On the video end of it, you can only, it's kind of limited. Like, you can't zoom in, but it was $30. They're
cheap
things.
Cameras. I gotta switch my code out, just keep going. Yeah. With it. They were worth the money. Reminds me, I got a notification this morning my gimbal, so we'll have the gimbal for the cell phone here soon.
Well, that's good because that'll help,
help
it quite a bit.
And actually, some interesting side notes with that. I didn't realize it with it can control the phone. So when you get the phone synced up to it, you plug a wire into the phone. It'll charge the phone. It will zoom. It will do settings off the handle.
Wow.
Yeah. You can get a base plate that's got feet that you drop that handle into, and then you can let it stand freely. And some of the more advanced gimbals, which I didn't order, have a remote control where you can use a remote control to move it.
I want to see this, Clint, when you get it, because that sounds pretty cool.
I don't want to invest $180 in a gimbal to find we don't use it, so that's why I thought the $30 one would be a good start.
Yeah, but if the $30 one does all this, because gimbals go up. They're more than even $180. I was looking at them, but if you're doing eventually... I might get one, because we're doing things on the road and we're doing things in movement, or you do it outside... To keep it interesting, you need something that's going to take the shock absorber out.
Yeah.
It's not bouncing everywhere.
I think the way audio and video equipment are nowadays, you're getting a lot of good stuff. Not great, maybe, but good stuff at a really cheap price, or at least at a very affordable price. You know, and if it lasts you a year and you only paid $30 for it and you get 100 videos out of using it, really, did you get your money's worth?
I think so.
And then if you need to upgrade to something better later...
It's like the microphone for your camera you paid with tax, $30? $27, $30?
Something like that, yeah.
But it does outstanding sound.
Man, it's a beautiful mic. I want another one.
Yeah, it works great. Now, I'm sure some of that is, it's a Nikon camera, so I mean, it's
yeah, that
probably
helps, but
the fact that it's a good camera, too. But the point is, you can get other ones like Rode and all these others are $100, $200, $400, you know, so yeah. the $30 one, he lucked out on. So, but sometimes, you know, you might buy it and it might not be worth the money. Other times, like this,
yeah.
I mean, the sound quality is great. The audio quality is great. I wish there was a way we could hook that up to this Tascam boy and just stick it.
Yeah, that would be.
And yeah. Then you'd be fine because this Tascam, it does have the ability to take plugins in the top. So you could plug in, like, and lapel mics or whatever.
I'm pretty sure that one would plug in your Tascam because it uses the regular audio port. It's just a matter of
how do we mount it
to the dash.
Without, it would be how you set the whole thing
that
up.
That reminds me, yes. I did find a sticky something that's supposed to be this gel thing that sticks to the dashes.
But without permanent.
Being adhesive tape.
Yeah.
It's supposed to, you plumb it down, you're supposed to be able to slap your cell phone on it. So I figured if I had the little mount bracket for the mic, I could slap that to it on the dash. We can peel it up later. That should work well. I'm going to look at investing because it's cheap. It's like $12 for this thing.
Well, I'd like to because our passion is gaming. So we do like to do these on the road games because, one, you're not sitting in a house somewhere or in an office. We both work in offices. So, two, you're out and about. And it's just more relaxing sometimes to do a little podcast that way. True, you got a little bit of background noise, but that makes us a little bit different, too. We're not in some professional studio.
Yeah.
We're just regular people who game doing a podcast.
Eventually, we might have a decent studio area.
Well, I've been looking into that, but boy.
That's going to just take us some time. And
it's a money thing.
Bit of money.
Yeah. But in the meantime, you know, it's a...
Plus side, we have a place for it. We have a place that we can set up a small studio. We just got to get the rest of the equipment and the area cleared and...
Well, we just have to get the restaurant manager to say okay. Oh wait, you mean?
Yeah.
Here's the gamers with coffee.
The restaurant manager
steak
already said
edition.
It was okay.
Steak and egg edition, Clint.
Oh, I got that little portable grill. We could actually grill out.
Yeah, we could do that too.
We could, you know, it's a little gas grill. It uses a little green gas cylinder.
How did your podcast end? Well, we're not sure. That's where the microphone ended up in the grill.
Oh God, no.
So.
I mean, I could always fire up the forge and we could grill over that.
Yeah, I did make a forge because after playing Minecraft, he had to make a forge. So he did, though.
Before Minecraft.
Yeah, well, now you can Minecraft whatever you want.
That was mostly just so I could melt down aluminum so we could cast stuff.
Which we never got around to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you did melt
some
aluminum. Yeah, but we never...
Well, I figured out a lot, actually, even though that forge is pretty much, you know, parts of the wife's truck when I did the brakes and stuff. You know what? That brake rotor makes a great lid.
Yeah, it works pretty.
It
works
pretty real
good
well
when you
for
fired
that.
It up. So.
So and it, that big old brake drum off that Ford van, that one ton van, welded to a jack stand with a tube. I just got to find a better air input device. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You know, and I do find that the wood charcoal works much better than the brick charcoal.
Oh, well.
Because the brick charcoal
gets hotter.
The wood charcoal gets hotter and the brick charcoal burns real fast, especially when you're pushing a lot of air through it. Whereas the wood charcoal doesn't burn as fast. I mean, it still burns pretty fast, but it'll get hot enough to, you know, melt aluminum, not just cans, which never going to do that again. Oh my God.
All the residue on top.
Oh, that's horrible. Never. So, side note here slightly. If you decide, you watch all the videos about people who melt down cans for the aluminum to do stuff, one, it's a crap grade aluminum. It really is. It's not worth anything unless you're just playing around, making dinky toys or something. Then it's fine. If you want to make or cast something serious with it, it's crap aluminum.
You have to go get an aluminum rod or
now,
blanks or something.
Around here, at least, we have a metal supply house that sells the composite aluminum steel rods. You know what? It's almost the same price for a rod as me gathering up a bag of cans.
Oh, wow.
It's an 8-foot rod, 1/4-inch diameter? No, I think it was actually more than that. It was like $8.
And how this relates to gaming is Clint wanted to get a forge so he could melt down, you know, scrap to make
molds with.
Molds. So we could mold stuff for the terrain for doing tabletop wargaming battles. So in other words, we could make our own terrain with a durable mold.
Yeah.
So that we would at some point even maybe be able to sell them or something.
Yeah.
Because regular molds, it costs you about $30 to make a mold. Seriously. And then if you cast an item in that, you know, it's only going to do so many, and then the mold is no good.
Yeah.
It seems to create little air pockets or little pieces of the rubber mold break away, and it causes defects. So his idea was, why not? You're drinking, you know, whatever, soda, whatever. Yeah. You keep your cans, just melt them down. Of course, you could buy these little forges that'll do that.
Yeah.
For like $200-$300, I think.
Yeah, they're not bad, and they use propane, and they do get hot fast.
Well, there's actually one, a hobby one, that melts like tin and stuff down for
jewelry and other stuff like that.
I think it's less than $200, and you plug it in. But anyways, he wanted to make a forge, which was cool.
Yeah, and I like the forge I made. It actually holds larger size crucibles.
Yeah, so it works, yeah. Because how much was the crucible is what you put your...
Yeah, the crucible is what you actually melt the
metal in. Metal it's in. Like a cup. But how much was yours?
$18.
$18.
It wasn't expensive.
And I think you could put a ton of cans in it.
I could put a lot of cans in it. But I can, to fill it, it will hold, because I did test it. I can get two of those 8-foot rods, cutting them into small sections, because you got to do that to put them in. It'll hold two of those 8-foot rods worth of aluminum.
16 feet of
Before it fills near the top. And then I just poured those into sand. I just made little ingot molds in some wet sand and just poured that aluminum in there just to make the little ingots. Actually, there for a little while, I was just taking the bottom of the pop can and just putting it in the wet sand.
Well, the problem with the soda cans, you got to skim all that residue that's going to come up because of the paint. And the lining inside the can is a plastic liner.
It smells, and you have to use Epsom salts to get it to separate. And you still got to fish all the crap off, what they call dross, off the top. It's just really a lot of effort for very little return. And it's still crap aluminum. You actually would need to melt some steel in with it.
Well, most people don't realize inside the soda cans or even in their like beer cans, there's a plastic lining inside the can. So...
Yeah, so the pop doesn't eat through the can.
Yeah. Well,
funny.
Look at what you can do with Coca-Cola. You can put it on batteries and it eats the acid off. So
I don't drink Coke.
Kind of got to think about that. But anyways, before we go too far down that road, it was just to get us on, be able to do more wargaming for the miniatures because it's more fun.
Yeah, we'll still use it.
So. Yeah, when you throw your miniatures down the table to have some terrain, it just makes it more obstacles and more better looking, I guess.
Yeah.
More of an eye candy for it.
I still want to do some of those islands for Sails of Glory.
Yeah. Now, see, that's the one game I've said repeatedly. We need to sit down. I've got a really nice map, a hard-to-find map.
Yeah.
Got the original map, and so we need to sit down and actually do one of those. But I have to... It's been a bit since we played it, so I'd have to refresh my mind on the rules and then...
If I understood the one article I was reading with Ares, they're going to... They backed off on it because it's not selling real well. Well, no kidding. You haven't released anything for it in a while.
Well, they haven't, in all honesty, really done much with it because they've got the other ones they're working on. I mean, really, Battlestar Galactica's taken off on them. It's gaining more and more. The more I read on it, the more and more people are getting into it.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's a lot bigger than they thought. And I think your tripods and triplanes, which is really fun, that took off too.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're kind of...
It took off, yeah.
It took off just a tad bit, yeah.
Yep. It just left the ground and kept right on flying.
Yeah.
Oh!
Man, Clint, you're becoming like me now.
I know. Yeah.
Twist everything.
Everyone's just, oh my God, he went there.
Well, it's like when someone says, Greg, let's go to the donut shop. You have to be quiet. And I'm like, why? So you don't twist anything. Because we're going to a donut shop.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's bad.
That was bad, and it's recording for posterity.
Well, that's good. That you could save the bad joke forever that way.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something you want to be known for ever.
Yeah, there you go. Gamers with Coffee. That one Greg guy comes up with some stupid stuff. Yes, I do.
But
occasionally,
sometimes it's stupid stuff. People are like, "That's funny." Okay.
Sometimes, it's
what's
my mind tries to be creative. That is true. You're not sure, but
keeps them on there. blank toes.
Yeah.
As George Carlin would say.
Oh.
I
thought you were referring to the Cells of Glory, like pirate ships walking on a plank.
Well, yeah.
Toes.
No, I said blank because I was editing out the, I was bleeping out the swear
word. Oh, you self-edited yourself. That's good.
Mm-hmm. That way you don't have to do it later.
We've refined Clint a bit. Now he comes with self-editing software, so Greg doesn't have to sit there and pluck it out.
3.7 or something like
that.
There
you go. 4.0. version. That's it. Just tell your friends and family. You're the new version. You know? And just hold your hand out and say, it costs money for the upgrade.
Yeah.
See if you get some donations.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Donations would be good.
You want me to do dishes? You want me to cook? I'm sorry. It all takes money. You have a gaming habit. You have to feed the gaming habit.
Feed the gaming habit.
How do we get down these crazy roads with our conversations? And we're on a gravel road now by the river.
Yeah.
Which is a very nice day today, though.
More of a fancy parking lot. It's not even a fancy parking lot.
It's a turnaround.
It's a turnaround for the boat harbor. And
yeah, it goes all up and down
the house. You know, be out here in the middle of nowhere, we wouldn't have radio interference. The river's getting all foamy again.
Yeah. It's filling up.
That's kind of gross, actually.
Yeah. Makes you want to not go out there and swim on it.
Yeah, or boat in it, or...
anything, yeah.
It happens. It's just... yeah, weird.
Well,
of course.
Poor Clint, he forgets to silence his phone.
Oh, that number I don't recognize, so we're going to go ahead and decline. And
oh, but it could have been a salesman.
Oh, yeah, I could have, you know, won.
Something.
Indian Lottery. And oh, wait, no, their banks are closed. They don't have anything.
That's right. I had like one call that was just, you have won a free cruise. And blah, 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 and you just need a $1,200 security deposit. Well, it ain't a free cruise if you want me to give you $1,200. So I just like, I just wanted to see what the call was about, and I just hung up. I'm like, yeah, really? No. $1,200 I could spend on my gaming habit and get some nice stuff.
Wow, $1,200.
Do a very ton of stuff.
Pay some bills.
Which, by the way, we have to do, I wanted to bring up the Elder Scrolls. Call to Arms miniatures. I believe it's coming out, I think, in November. Nice. Because I pre-ordered it with our game store that we go to. Because it's the only way to get the Dragonborn miniature.
Nice.
Well, I think you could buy it separately in the UK. But if you order it, then and it comes in on a pre-order, you get it. So it's going to save you about, I think it's $15 or $17 US, I think, just for the miniature. But it's a tall, with the dragon tail and all that. That's so cool. That should be good, and if they keep that even close to the game, there's a lot of talk in video game people about wanting to try that. So
Speaking of the video games, you've got a bunch coming now, this month and next month, because you've got the Outer Worlds, which you really want. That's coming in 2 weeks. You got the new Star Wars. That's next month.
That looks interesting. I'd like to.
I'm torn now. It's like, well, I'm only buying one, so which one's it gonna be?
I'm going to rent the Star Wars one. And if I like it, I figure that for the $5 it cost me to rent it or whatever, then I know whether I want to plunk the rest of the money down on it.
And you've got Cyberpunk that everyone's clamoring
for. Cyberpunk's already
next
pretty
year,
sold.
So
yeah,
I got to get my rear in gear on that one. So yeah, I think as much as I do want Star Wars, it's going to be there 6 months, 8 months down the road. It's kind of like I did the same thing with Borderlands 3. It's going to be there. I will get it eventually, but I'm not going to jump on it. Now, Outer Worlds, it's just kooky enough.
That it may not last very long.
It's either going to be one of those that is just
one hit
a shit sandwich, horrible game, even though it looks really cool. Okay, yeah, self-editing, not working well. It's either going to be anyway. Or it's just going to be phenomenal, and I think it's actually going to be pretty phenomenal. I personally... because it's all the Fallout guys who made it. So it has a very Fallout feel mixed with a Borderlands feel mixed with a few other. So really, I see it being just a phenomenal cult classic in the making. So worth definitely getting into. I have a feeling I'm going to spend many hours playing it and enjoying it. So.
Well, but you have one of those gaming chairs with the built-in massage motors,
sure.
And a drink holder. And you're left alone for hours on end while other people at the house there do everything for you.
Yeah, sure.
You're one of the privileged few that can game like that.
You know? As I build that little, you know, build a little fort out of my gold bars.
And yeah, be like...
with the diamond-encrusted windows.
Kind of remind me of, if anybody's ever seen the old Married with Children episodes, poor Al Bundy wanted to go on vacation, so he just held up a sign. He's on his couch, and he's not there, don't bother him, he's on vacation. Couldn't afford a real one, so he just didn't want anyone to bother him. So, yeah, that's kind of us. We're not here. You might see us, but we're not really here. Go away. Yeah.
Dust. Allergies. Fun stuff. Yay, allergies.
Yay, that's
getting old.
Right on. Very good.
All right. So, we're going to do some battle tech today. I know I'm going to switch gears real quick.
If you'd like to, Clint. Yeah.
Let's get some battle tech thrown down.
Okay, so we're going to do a video on the battle tech.
We're going to do some playthrough first.
Well, that's okay. We'll post a video later.
Because you've never really played other than the one time.
I only got the one sample play, and I actually liked the way it played. It was kind of simple.
Even though some people think it's crunchy.
That really annoys you. I knew it would. Does, I mean, it kind of bothers me a bit, too, but I get it.
It shouldn't, because it's his opinion, and that's fine. He's entitled to his opinion. I guess because it was my introduction to gaming.
And it's someone you look up to, and that you watch, and you're like, what? You just slammed my game kind of thing.
It's just, it's like, I get that it's an old system. I get his point of view. I could see it. It's just, to me, it feels like the statements felt a little judgmental. It really felt that way.
If you look at what he basically is into, it's a little bit different. So, I mean, he's more Warhammer-ish.
Yeah.
In most areas, that's cool. And that's great. I like Warhammer. I mean, we have our little armies and we play. I guess with us is, I don't know. I mean, that's why we try to do some of these videos and let you guys know. Look, do you want to play the game? Here's what it looks like. That was the point of the tanks game last night. Here's what it is. We held up the little boxes. They come in. We kind of explained off and on. What's going on? It's a very, very low cost game to get into. You can expand it as you want. It's not an expensive game to do.
Yeah.
And so it makes it easier for people to get into. But this way people can look and go, okay, that looks like fun. Or no, you know what, that's not for me. So that's one of the reasons that we want to do these things too is, you know, I mean, this other guy's got his opinion, you're right. But for certain games, you're going to need certain game systems and BattleTech's been around 30 years, so
it's
got its own ingrained system. You're not really going to change it too much. It just would throw everything off.
There are other more advanced versions of the game. I just don't really like them. I mean, they're not bad. I have played like Alpha Strike, which gets rid of the hex grid, but he uses the same max.
What you showed me, I understand why it's a hex-based system. Yeah. But hex-based systems have been around a long time too. And so they work good for some games and not so good for other. It just depends on the system you're trying to deploy it on, I guess.
And back in the day that BattleTech was released, everybody had hex-based system games.
Yeah.
Star Trek was hex-based system game. Star Wars was hex-based system game.
I wouldn't mind getting the Star Trek one. You know, a few of them I was looking at. But the problem is I like the original Star Trek series. And then I watched the Next Generation, you know, but I really don't have anyone to play it with. So for me, it would be, I would be buying this box set with all this cool stuff and really, it would be pointless.
Well, the newer version of the Star Trek is an example, the one I'm kind of, the Attack Wing.
You could go to Noah Road if you want to.
No, I won't go. So the Attack Wing that I'm looking at.
Is that what you're looking
at? I would
at?
Totally be down to play that. Now, the old Star Trek back from the 80s used hex. And you had the little cardboard tokens for the ships. But there were a lot more rules. Things were a lot more chart-based. BattleTech is a little chart-based, too. It has been streamlined down a little bit, so it's not so chart-heavy. If you've ever seen the original Star Trek RPG, you literally rolled for every action, including if you wanted your character to go to the bathroom, you had to make a roll.
That's too much.
It was too rule heavy, and that's why it wasn't popular. The old Doctor Who role playing game was kind of that way too. It was just so rule heavy.
They had a Doctor Who.
They had several Doctor Who role playing games.
That's been a popular thing. My daughter, actually, my rebellious daughter Haley, she loved that show. So, But I didn't know they... Well, it makes sense because it was really popular, especially in other countries. It was huge, so...
You know, that's that. You're talking the 80s then. That's just... Everything has to start from somewhere and will evolve eventually. I like that Battletech, which is no longer called Classic Battletech, because it never should have been called Classic Battletech. It's Battletech, plain and simple. But I like that it is still holding on to its true form, but you can play the other way. And the game, the company that owns it now is releasing it in the means of you can play it this way, or here's the cards to play it the other way if you want. However you want to do it, here you go.
Well, that's a good way, because that keeps everybody who wants to play it the tried and true way there. And then for people coming in who may not like that because tastes change over the years, then there's another way to do it. So I think it's interesting that way. And, I mean, it's not going anywhere. It's
no,
just a game. It's not going anywhere. It's going to be there for a long time. And speaking of games that be there a long time, just off the road again there, is Minecraft. You know why I say that? Because they can continually add to that for 100 more years. It will still be Minecraft, and you're still just going to continue to add to that world, and it's never going to... It's going to be there long after we're all gone.
Now, Hightail is going to give it a run for its money, though, but...
Yes, it will. It will.
I doubt it'll kill it. I really do.
I don't think it'll kill it, but I think it'll slow it down for a bit there.
Why, there are a lot of Teslas out here.
Yeah, people like Tesla cars.
No, thank you. I mean, I'm okay with the electric and being, you know, eco-friendly. I'm not okay with the ridiculous price tag and the horrible maintenance stuff.
Yeah, I haven't heard good things about them. They kind of look cool, but...
Some of their normal cars don't even look that great. Now, some of them do look cool. I mean, there are some really cool-looking Teslas, but...
Well,
and I'm not opposed to an electric car. I'm really not. But one, you can't get more than a couple hundred miles out of it, so that's really not that efficient. Then it takes forever to charge, although some are getting better.
That just depends on your taste, yeah.
It's also Iowa. What does it do here every winter? It snows. It gets cold.
Is that what that white...
Yeah, that white powdery stuff. Yeah, that's not cocaine, Greg. That's actually snow.
Where did that come from, Clint?
It's white powder. What do you think it came from? That should have been an easy connection to make. I was also referencing Better Off Dead, just the movie.
Okay.
Because that's actually funny. But anyway, for those of you that
deviated.
Even know... Well, we always deviate. I think they're going to be at this point... I think our listeners would be sad if we didn't deviate.
Possibly.
Because, you know, there's no rhyme or reason to our deviation. It just kind of goes somewhere, and they're like, oh, my God, where'd they go?
It's all based around gaming. It's just we get sidetracked.
Yeah, we'll bring in a lot of movie quote, a lot of movie trivia,
Well, a lot of the movies relate to the gaming.
Does tie in, either video game or otherwise. We really, I know I keep saying this, but we really need to do a coffee-based commute, too.
We did the one show on... People asked us, what kind of coffee do you drink? So we did a podcast on that, I mean, because we're not coffee connoisseurs, but we'll save that and do that again.
Yeah, we just keep saying we're going to do it. We need to actually just do it. We're like, this is going to be a coffee commute, and...
And just do coffee.
Maybe tangent on gaming or something at that point, but yeah.
Yeah, let's do that next time, man.
That's one we should probably get a couple other people involved in, too, when we do a coffee commute. Like, see if D wants to get in on the coffee commute or whatever. And
Because
I bet you D would be kind of fun with a coffee commute.
Yeah, we could ask her and a few other people, too.
You know.
The game last night that we did, there's some software I'm looking at that would allow you to just invite other people up to 10.
Nice.
Into the... game. I mean, it costs money every month, but it would allow us to interact with the people in the group more so than just chatting. So that might be interesting. I've got to look into that. I just noticed it yesterday.
That's cool.
And they're releasing some things today that are supposed to be put in place. So it's a streaming type of software.
Yeah.
But I think it might be interesting because we could do the chat. And that's great. But like you were saying, you weren't... Maybe when the show's over, unless people watch the show, they're not going to understand
some of the
chat.
Coming to the chat was kind
of
weird because it didn't pull all the...
Well, you were looking at the comments,
but
then you'd have to watch the show and the comments would make sense. It's because the people in the chat were, relating, if they were responding to what we were doing on the live stream or they were asking questions with what we were doing. So you'd have to watch the live stream to understand the chat.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, I guess.
We'll also have to find a more optimal time to do some of the
live streams. Well, last night was an oddball time. We did it late at night after 10 because it was the only time we could get everybody because of work schedules and stuff. So I would like to actually do it more earlier, honestly, because it'd be a lot better.
Yeah.
Just like the games we did yesterday, I'm posting today on YouTube. We'll go up when we're done with our game, too. So it's in the middle of the day. People have a chance to be notified and see it, you know. Also, but anyways.
Since we do now have kind of followers all over the world and time zones are all off, I would like to not exclude anyone or giving certain time zone areas, certain areas, a chance to join a live game if we're going to do that. So we need to figure out.
Well, that's why the one we did last night actually works for some of the other areas. But I'm not opposed to getting up at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And throwing down a game on a day I have off if it helps other people in our community.
You know, people in Europe
that are
whatever,
awake, or, you know, at the time. So, it's, you know, that's
able
fine
to get
me.
In on it. So we'll have to kind of figure out. Like, I mean, we're not going to catch everyone. There's just no way we're going to be able to encompass or...
we can try, though.
Accommodate.
So send us some suggestions.
Yeah,
guys.
I mean, you know,
really.
You want to... Yeah, let us know what you would want to see, time-wise, game-wise, you know, whatever. I mean, I know it records it, and you can always watch it later, but...
Well, we haven't done a bunch of live streams, so just starting to do that, and we're...
And we're still working
we'll
on the
do more and more
stuff, trying to figure out... How
the
we
camera,
want to set up
honestly,
cameras
is it? There's just the problem is we're not rich enough to afford what we'd like to have.
We're getting
and,
there,
but we're getting there. We're getting to pick up things here and there as we can. That's the only way to do it because you need multiple cameras. You need a different software,
and we're
touched on that before.
Some of it is just picking better angles and having multiple cameras on tripods and stuff like that where we can move them. Like, and if I still think. We need one dedicated dice cam and roll everything in the dice tray.
Yep, I agree with you on that. So,
all right, we should probably
this
wrap
commute
this one.
Is done. Thank you guys for listening. You're more than welcome to join the group or and follow the page. Join our YouTube channel. We're putting up more there. Same name, Gamers with Coffee, and follow us here on the podcast wherever you'd
indeed.
Like. All right, until the next time, then have a good day.
You too.
Right, good.
Yep.